The Honolulu Rail Project has, for many, illuminated problems unique to Hawaii as an island state. Should neighbor islands help pay for Honolulu Rail? At what point do the runaway costs of an Oahu project become an unfair burden on the other counties? The state legislature's current special session is an attempt to harness the cost of the Honolulu Rail Project via a surcharge for the city and county only to the state excise tax, and an increase to the transient accommodations tax, with the provision to cap the revenue the TAT passes along to the neighbor islands. Kauai County Chair Mel Raposo says the counties are getting a raw deal, and he's on the phone with us now. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
All right. You know, is that a fair description, a raw deal?
I believe so. I think the neighbor islands share in that sentiment as we go through these this special session this week. I think that's a fair assessment.
What stands out to you about the deal that you feel is unfair?
Well, there's several parts of the deal. I think the most striking display of unfairness is number one is the cap. I think the cap on the TAT for the neighbor islands is probably the most glaring example of unfairness. I think the special session there's a lot of talk about restoring the county share $203 million and making that permanent. We fought really hard. We've been fighting really hard for the last few years as a state association of counties to remove that cap.
Yeah.
And obviously, we've been unsuccessful. In the last session, the regular session of the legislature, the county share dropped from $103 million down to $93 million. And that's the counties are really struggling with that for no real reason. It was just they couldn't get they couldn't agree. It was more of a play on their roles in the legislature and key leadership positions. I think more focus was put on that than in the substance of the session. Well, and at the end of the day, the county's lost $10 million. For Kauai, that's, it's about $1.4 million.
Yeah.
Closer to $1.5. So for our island, that is significant, and it's revenues that we really need to take care of our visitors. So I think that's the most glaring example, I think. That, and then with the discussion of the rail, where they're going to increase the TAT on the four islands and take all of that and hand it over to the rail project, I think that is causing some heartburn for quite a few of the outer islands.
Well, let's talk about the cap first. The cap, as I understand it, in the bill under consideration, the cap is raised to $103 million and then kept at $103 million for the
right.
For the foreseeable future.
I was at the public comment period a week or so ago, and the legislators really felt that they were doing us a huge favor. You got to remember, we were at $103 million.
Yeah, I know. But what that means...
We didn't gain anything.
Well, what that means is that even if you folks have a increase in tourism and a consequent increase in the costs to you, the county, for promoting tourism, you don't get any more of the transit accommodations tax. Is that right?
That is correct. And we're experiencing significant increased numbers in visitor arrivals and visitor spending, and I don't see that ending in the near future. So I mean, it's just not fair. I think that it's a pretty huge burden for us to maintain our amenities and our facilities for our visitors, and to cap us, even though the numbers continue to rise. I think
Does it kill your incentive to increase tourism to have it like that?
Well, it does for me personally. It's with the numbers, like I say, continuing to rise, and the real all the announcements that these airlines are coming in with new routes to Kauai and increasing the visitors to Kauai. I think we're not in a good spot. Our expenses will continue to rise, and we'll have no assistance from the state. And remember, these monies are generated in the counties that the visitors are at. So I don't understand the logic. I really don't. And, I just got to wait and see. I understand that the Senate did vote again this morning, and and it did pass. I'm trying to get the numbers. Was hoping to get it before the call, but I'm checking my text messages as we speak. But, you know, I think one interesting number, because Honolulu, you know, the state constantly says, you know, Honolulu generates the most revenue from the TAT. And if you look at the numbers that were put out by the working group, the task force that the legislature put together a few years ago, and the formulas that they have, city and county of Honolulu receives about 49% of the TAT revenue statewide, and the Outer Islands combined raise about 51%. So collectively, the three neighbor islands generate more TAT revenue than the city and county of Honolulu.
Well, council member, with a cap on annual revenue, you know, that's not as if it were in proportion to what you raise. It means no matter what you contribute in revenue, you're going to get the same amount from the state, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah. And again, you know, the legislators, several of them at the hearing, shared that, you know, that was a good thing, that in fact they were giving us another $10 million. Well, you know, they took it away and then they gave it back. It's not that the net benefit to the counties were zero. It was zero. And so I don't look at that as being fair at all.
If it's capped for the foreseeable future, you know, $103 million isn't going to be worth as much in 5-10 years, right?
Exactly. I mean, year to year, it's just, again, the cost is just mounting, and we don't get the benefit of the revenues that are generated on our individual islands. So I'm not sure. Like I said, I'm not sure what the logic is. I couldn't make it to Honolulu. I watched some of the hearing yesterday on the stream, and it was obvious that the Senate, anyway, has made up their mind, and they're going to justify whatever they want to do. And I just don't see the logic of the direction that they're taking.
Maybe the logic is they've got to get money from somewhere, you know, this is one of the few. I'm not saying that it makes a lot of sense, but that seems to be the thinking behind it, that it's got to come somewhere. What would you suggest in as an alternative to the TAT?
Well, to continue the 0.5% surcharge on city and county of Oahu, that I've been told is sufficient to cover the cost of the rail. And so that would be the logical, you know, it's not an increase in anyone's taxes. It's maintaining the current tax rate for city and county. And I think that's what they should do. I don't understand who came up with this idea to increase the TAT and generate all these additional revenues and put it all to rail. I cannot imagine anyone on the Outer Island. And in fact, even the city and county of Honolulu, our colleagues on the city council on Oahu, and the four mayors agree that the TAT surcharge and all should be extended, and the TAT should be left alone. So who are our legislators listening to is beyond me. It's obviously not the constituents, and it's obviously not the representatives of their constituents on the counties.
When you talk to your constituents on Kauai, does your indignation reflect theirs?
Well, yeah, and you know what's really sad is the rail project, whether good or bad, or you know, that's something that the city and county of Honolulu decided that they wanted to pursue.
Right.
And you know, throughout the years, you know, there was no real problem with our constituents on the Outer Islands. But what this has done, it has created this hatred. I mean, this discomfort in our constituents about their rail project, where you know, I don't want to mess with Honolulu's direction. If that's something that they feel would benefit, you know, God bless them, and I hope it works. I don't know enough of that mode of transportation. You know, our island is a lot smaller. It wouldn't work here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have my doubts if it'll alleviate any kind of traffic congestion on Oahu, but that's not for me to say. That's something the city and county's got to deal with. The problem is when you're going to increase the visitor revenues on the islands, knowing that we are all having fiscal issues in our counties.
Mm-hmm.
We're all having issues with roads and traffic and infrastructure issues and parks issues. And a lot of that is caused by the visitor, the numbers. So it's very difficult for the taxpayer to say, hey, you know, you're going to take more money that is generated here on our island, but we're not going to be able to use that. And in fact, our local taxpayers with their real property taxes are going to have to fund that burden. And it's starting to get a lot of people angry, and I do not blame them. And it's very hard for me as a council member here to justify what the state is trying to do, because there is no rational explanation. It's really a money grab, in my opinion. That's what I think. I think it's just an opportunity. They're using the rail as an example or as an excuse. Because again, by everyone that I have spoken to, the surcharge is sufficient. So, well, we'll see how this plays out. But I can tell you that the sentiment in the community, and you can tell by reading Facebook, it's not a good one.
Yeah. We'll certainly, Councilmember, we're certainly going to want to keep in touch with you about this, and I really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you putting this on the radio. You know, I will be on Oahu tomorrow. You know, I believe the Senate's going to reconvene at 9:30, and then the House will meet at 1:30. Yeah. So I plan to be up there and, you know, try to last-ditch effort in talking to some of our representatives that, hey, you know, our Jimmy Tokioka, our representative from Kauai, who trying to fight for our island, and he gets removed from the finance committee, and it's just incredible the tactics that they go to secure their votes. So it's not a good time. It's frustrating, and we just got to wait and see how this thing plays out.
We'll keep in touch. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Mel Raposo is the Kauai County Council Chair. He's also Secretary of the Hawaii State Association of Counties. SB 4 is scheduled to be heard by the Senate Transportation and Finance Committee on Wednesday. That's tomorrow at 1:30 in the Capitol Auditorium.